For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be Mountain Homes basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Searcy 37-20. Leah Jackson will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She's joined in the lineup by Kate Gilbert, Emma Martin, Abby Martin, and Anna Grace Foreman. Ball goes into Gilbert. We're underway for these last 8 minutes. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Now finds Emma Martin up top. She was trying to feed Anna Grace Foreman and down on a low block. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Hagen Bryant. That is Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the night. Bryant's dribbling toward the right side, gives it there to Hadley. Hadley will dribble to the elbow, now kicks up top to Robertson. Robertson finds Turner down in the lane for the layup. No good. And Gilbert comes up with the rebound. She'll be fouled in the backcourt. Olivia Robertson picks up her first personal foul. That is the second team foul against Searcy here in the second half. And Dell Leonard will call a timeout. This will be a full timeout. We'll break with 7.5 minutes left of the game. Mountain Home leading Searcy 37-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Mount's home coming out of the timeout. Here is Abby Martin with it on the right corner. She tries to throw it down to Foreman. Ball is knocked away, but Emma Martin comes up with it up the top. Ball goes to Gilbert in the right corner. Gilbert tries to throw it to Foreman. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Searcy. Back come the Lady Lions. Mount's home's ninth turnover of the night. Ball goes to Johnson up at the top. Now Johnson drills the left elbow, kicks out to Robertson on their left wing. Her three-pointer will not go. Abby Martin gets the rebound. She'll throw it out to Emma Martin, who will walk it into the front court. Less than 7 minutes left in this game. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 17. Emma Martin will throw it to Jackson. Jackson gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the jumper. No good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line. Olivia Robertson picks up her second personal foul. That is the third team foul against the Lady Bombers here, against the Lady Lions here in the second half. 6:35 left in this game. Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 4 points. First free throw is up and in. Aston Yates will come into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Abby Martin. And for Searcy, Meredith Weber will come in as she will replace Olivia Robertson. So Gilbert with one more free throw, and she gets both. She now has 6 points. 39-20, Lady Bombers leading. Inbound pass was knocked away by Gilbert. Good defense by her. It will be Searcy inbounding it, though, with 6:34 left in this game. 39-20, Mounts Home on top. Hadley will inbound it to Bryant. Back to Hadley. Mounts Home going with a full-court press. Johnson gets into the front court to Weber. Now ball goes over to Bryant on the left side. Bryant will drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Johnson. She's going to pull up for the three on the right wing. No good. And Yates comes up with the rebound. Back on the Lady Bombers. Emma Martin will throw it into the front court to Gilbert. Gilbert has on the right side. Now she's going to pull up near the three-point line. Now finds Yates on the right side. Her three-pointer will not go. She chases down her own rebound. Goes looking to go back up with it. And instead, she'll throw it back out to Gilbert at the free throw line. Her jumper is up and in. Kate Gilbert with 8 points. Matchstone leading by 21 now, 41-20 our score. Less than 6 minutes left in this game, and now a foul will be called on Mountain Home. Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Nalia Hadley will inbound the ball on the near sideline, gets into Turner. Turner will drill down. Now she's going to be fouled. Reach and foul call on Anna Grace Foreman. That is her third personal foul, 15th foul against Mountain Home. 5:46 left to play in this game. As Hagan Bryant will inbound it on the baseline. 41-20, Lady Bombers on top. Ball goes into Hadley in the left corner. Now over to Weber on the right wing. Now Bryant has it. She drills on the right side. Bryant will drill now to the top, going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Hadley on the left wing. Hadley's going to go down, going to go in for the leaning jumper. Will not go, and she's going to be called for the foul on the rebound. Over the back. That is Hadley's first personal foul. Fourth team foul against Searcy here in the second half. 5:28 left to play in this game. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 41-20. Gilbert walked the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Now the ball goes up top to Foreman. Foreman will drill to the right elbow. Now kicks up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles down in the lane. Finds Yates on the low block. Her jumper will not go. Misses everything. And Searcy comes up with the rebound. Here's Johnson back the other way. Dribbling on the left wing. Now up top to Weber. Less than 5 minutes left in this game. A 21-point Mountain Home lead. Hadley with it on the right side. Finds Turner up at the top. Finds Hadley cutting into lane. Now goes back up top to Weber. Now Johnson has up at the top. Johnson will drill to the right elbow. Now kicks it to Turner on the left elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And rebound comes to Anna Grace Foreman. Back on the Lady Bombers. 4.5 minutes left to play in this game. Mounts home with the ball, leading 41-20. Emma Martin dribbling on the left wing. Gives up top to Foreman. Over to Jackson on the right side. Now up top to Yates. Yates will drill to the left elbow. Now going down onto the low block for the layup. Good. Aston Yates with 6 points. Mountain Homes lead up to 23. 43-20 our score with a little over 4 minutes left in this game. Johnson into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Hadley. Hadley's going to drill down to the low block, going in for the layup. Will not go, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line. Leah Jackson picks up her third personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. 3:48 left to play in this game as Leah Hadley will be at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 6 points. Hadley's first free throw is up. No good. Emily Payne checking in for Mountain Home. Replacing Anna Grace Foreman. And Searcy brought in mass substitutions. Looks like they're pretty much clearing the floor, except for Hadley, who has one more free throw to shoot. Hadley's second shot is up, and she gets both. Or she gets one of two. She missed the first one. 43-21, Lady Bombers leading it. Ball goes into the front court to Gilbert. Gilbert drilling to the right side. Now ball goes up top to Martin. Martin will pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Alyssa Day, who just checked in a little bit ago. She is a 5'10 sophomore. Brown walks the ball into the front court for Searcy. Brown's going to drill to the right side. Now foul's going to be called on the shot attempt. Emma Martin picks up her third personal foul. That is the 7th team foul against the Lady Bombers. So Asharia Brown at the free throw line. First shot is up. No good. Abby Martin coming in. And also Kay Jackson, one of the freshmen that was just moved up from Mountain Home. As they will replace Kate Gilbert and Aston Yates. Brown misses both free throws. The rebound comes to Jackson, to Kay Jackson, and back comes Mountain Home. And now Mountain Home is going to call a timeout. We'll break with 3:11 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading Searcy 43-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And coming out of the timeout, Abby Martin hits the three-pointer in the right near the right corner. Abby Martin with her first 3 points of the night, off the assist from her sister Emma Martin. 46-21, Mountain Home leading it with about 2:45 left to play in this game. Ball goes down into the right corner today. Now over on the right side to India Baker, who checked in a little bit ago. Baker has there on the wing. Now throws it up top to Henry. Blair Henry has the ball knocked away from her and stolen by Emma Martin, who's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup, off the glass and in. Emma Martin with her with 14 points on the night. India Baker will begin into the front court. Now Alyssa Day, and now they're just going to stop the clock to bring in some substitutions. Abby Martin's going to come out of the game and be replaced by Reagan Hasselwander, a 5'6 junior. 2:18 left to play in this game. Inbound pass goes to up at the top. Now India Baker has it on the right side. Ball goes down to Day. Now down on the low block, going into the lane for the layup was Eliana Odin. She gets off the glass and in. 48-23, Lady Bombers leading it. About 2 minutes left. And the game ball goes up top to Emma Martin. She pulls up for the three-pointer. Good. 17 points on the night. Aston Yates going to check into the game as she'll replace Emma Martin, who's going to come off the floor here at the hangar for the last time. And also for Mountain Home, Kay Jackson's going to come out of the game as she's replaced by Haven Klinger, a 5'5 sophomore. Ball goes down on a low block to Eliana Odin. She couldn't get the layup, gets her own rebound, and now she's going to be tied up. It will be Searcy's basketball on the possession arrow. Kay Jackson's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Leah Jackson. It's kind of an emotional time for these seniors, knowing this is the last time that they come off the floor. 1:41 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading 51-23. Inbound pass from DePriest. Goes Zaria DePriest. Now ball goes over on the left side to Layrock. Now ball's knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home. Emily Payne going in for the layup. Good. Emily Payne with the layup, her first 2 points of the night. Back comes Searcy. Ball goes over on the right side to Odin. Now up top to DePriest. Over on the left side now to Day. Down in the corner it goes to Layrock. Now ball goes over to Baker, over to Day on the right corner. Now Baker has there on the corner. Over a minute left in this game. Ball is knocked away by Hasselwander, goes out of bounds. Now Mountain Home bringing in more substitutions. Annie Norcross, Alyssa Sisk, and Abigail Hodges as they'll replace Ashton Yates, Kate Jackson, and Emily Payne. 1:01 left to play in this game. Actually, the mercy rule is in effect. The clock should be running continuously. Ball goes over on the right side to now up top to Baker. Back over on the in the right corner to Baker. She's going to have the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. And Searcy will inbound once again with 51 seconds left. Ball goes over on the right side. Now Baker has it. I mean, sorry, that was that. Yeah, that was Baker pulling up for the jumper. No good. They come up with the rebound, but now Mount Home comes up with the steal as Haven Klinger goes back the other way. Can't get the layup to go. She'll be foul, that, but go there for the offensive rebound is Abigail Hodges. She'll go back up with it. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 35.9 seconds left. April Patterson picks up her first personal foul. That's a 15 foul for Searcy. Abigail Hodges at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. One more free throw coming up for Hodges. Second shot is up. Hodges missed the second one, gets one of two. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Alyssa Sisk, and it will be Searcy's basketball with 34 seconds left. The clock should have kept running during that time, but I guess no one noticed. Here is Day with it up top. Now ball goes over to Patterson. Now over on the left side to DePriest. Now to Day in the right corner. Now to Baker on the right wing. 15 seconds left. Ball is knocked away by Mountain Home. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Searcy's basketball with 14.1 seconds left. Mountain Home is going to get the victory and improve to 21-5 and 10-3 in the 5A East. Ball goes to Baker. I'm sorry, that was DePriest. Now Baker has it. Now up top to Patterson. Patterson will dribble to the left wing. 4 seconds left. Ball goes up top to Day. 1 second. Mount Holmes going to come up with a steal to end the game. And Mount Holmes going to get the 31-point victory. Our final score tonight. Mount Holmes defeats Searcy 54-23. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.